As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
He was featured in Hard Knocks.
Joe Shane's son?
Yep.
So Joe Shane's son put something out there.
Yeah, all right. So Joe,
I hate talking about 12-year-olds. Come on, man.
Hold on.
All right.
I'm not saying anything bad about him at all.
Okay.
I'm not knocking him. This is a fact. He put that out there. Just like he was on Hard Knocks, he put that out there. I think the kid's awesome. I think he's smart. I think he's got a future in the NFL, the way he was talking about. Honestly, being a general manager, the way he was talking, he said he would trade up for Jaden Daniels. That's what he said in Hard Knocks. To his dad, yes, I would trade up for Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything bad about the kid. I think he's awesome.
And how would you feel like, you know, this kid obviously already has that gene in his body. Like, I don't care if I piss off Daniel Jones. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm just going to say. We're going after.
Right. So, and this is in no way a knock on him. It's just that you put stuff out there, people are going to talk about it on draft day. So what he did this time, he put out a highlight reel on Instagram of Jackson Dart. And pulled it down and then made his account private.
All right, so did dad make him do this?
Make him do what? Pull it down and make it private or put it out there?
Put it out there. That would be devious by Joe Shane, though, but that would be one of the all-time great, like...
Yeah, smokescreen spots.
Smokescreen spots, yes.
Yeah, no, it certainly would be. And maybe he remembers the Carlos Mendoza thing because it was local. And said, hey, we can throw some people off our trail here, maybe. Or maybe his son just, you know, knows what's going on and is not thinking because he's a young kid, he's social media, and is like, you know, just, well, I'm going to put this out there and no one's going
to
see it.
All right, so according to this now, we can extrapolate out of this that it's going to be Jackson Dart. What about Tyler Shuck? Did he put anything out there about Tyler Shuck?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not. But that doesn't mean that they're not interested in him. You know, and I think that the Jackson Dart pick would be later. I don't think that they're going to shock the world and pick Jackson Dart number 3.
No.
So it's not some crazy surprise if they traded back in or Jackson Dart fell to them at pick number 34 that he would end up on the Giants. But that was something that was interesting, and it's absolutely his son. And his son, by the way, has a history of knowing quarterbacks.
Yes.
Because last year he wanted to trade up and take Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't like the Jackson Dart idea at all. But now that Joe Shane's son likes him, now I think I might have to like him a little bit more because he nailed it last year.
You think Joe Shane's son is sitting in there watching tape with his dad?
I do.
It sounds like it.
I absolutely do. And he also, you know, another thing, if I really want to read into this.
Yeah.
It also could be one of those things where Joe Shane's son doesn't like Jackson Dart all that much. He's trying to convince himself of it, so he's like putting out the highlight film, like, hey, you know, look, this is the best of him.
Hey, Al, reach out to Joe Shane's son, will you please?
Yeah, and I think, once again, I think the kid is great. He didn't do anything wrong. It's just that when you put stuff out there, people will talk about it, and I'm not going to chastise him one bit. I think he's a great kid. Joe Shane's a great guy, great family that were, and I understand Joe got a lot of crap for the Hard Knocks stuff with the Saquon thing. The stuff that was awesome with him is seeing him and his family and what a great guy he is. So that just happens to be now a little bit of a thing in the Shane family.
Oh, that's definitely a thing. And yeah. Like father, like son.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. This is, I mean, this could be a dynasty building over there.
For the Shanes. Yeah, you know, general manager after general manager. So that's something to keep an eye on. So I really do believe that we're going. It's going to be Abdul Carter number three. It's no shock if he goes to the Giants.
Do you think that Joe Shane wakes up this morning? He's driving to work right now, or wherever. Yeah, I'm assuming he's driving to work right now because today is draft day. And if he hasn't already been there working out or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden somebody runs to him and says, you can't believe what Boomer and Gio are just talking about right now. They're talking about your son putting out Jackson Dart highlights and giving a perspective of the Giants possibly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this much.
Man, that happens. And that kid is definitely, man, he's the go-to guy for inside info.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he'll be the new Jay Glazer. He'll be the new... the NFL Network will hire him, I think, at this point.
Yeah,
ESPN
will hire him.
Yeah, for sure. But
put him on McAfee.
But I can guarantee you, though, that he heard about this yesterday because, you know, as of this morning, it was taken down and made private.
Okay, so when did this actually come to?
I think like evening time yesterday.
Okay.
That he put it out there and then.
You think he did it like knowing that dad would get a little bit annoyed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the other thing.
It's tough to put yourself in the shoes of a young guy like that. But no, I don't think it was that. I mean, I don't think that some people like, all right, he knows that his dad is an important person and he understands all of this. But I also don't think that some people, whether it's a child or it's an adult, sometimes people don't think that everybody's going to see it. You know, it's like one of those things. I'm going to put this out there. I just put all stuff like. I didn't even know his son had an Instagram account until today. I don't know all the stuff he put out there. I have no idea. But this, some Giant fan somewhere watched Hard Knocks, found him on Instagram, followed him, saw this, and then told the world about it, and then here we are. So,
or one of his buddies who follows his on Instagram gave it to, you know, his dad, and then his dad put it out there.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
You never know.
You
but
never
no,
know
I don't.
Where it came from.
I don't think. I don't think he did it to like spite his dad in any way. I just
well,
think
hey, Dad, you haven't been around for a while, so let me just put this out there just to make sure you know that I'm still around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that because anything's possible, but I don't think that's the case. But yeah, so here this is what I believe will happen. Not what I would do, but what I believe will happen. And that will be Abdul Carter III. The Jets are gonna take either Armon Membu or Ty Warren. So they either get a big tackle or get that tight end, depending on what the Raiders do in front of them. And I think that the Giants will either trade back into the first round to grab a quarterback, or if their guy that they like is falling to the second round, they'll stay there with pick number 34 and take that quarterback.
That just sounds just so like chalky chalk, 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 chalk.
That's what it is now.
I mean, but, you know, everybody's expecting some sort of blockbuster trade here before this thing starts tonight.
No. I don't think so. I mean, what I would do is I'd find a way to get Jalen Milroe on this team. That's what I would do. But doesn't sound like that's going to happen. Doesn't sound like it.
You should see whether or not Joe Shane's son has any highlights of Jalen Milroe in his history.
Yeah. I'm sure someone's combing through it right now. But now he's private, so he's not accepting. He might accept you. Like, oh, Boomer Esiason. How about that?
Yeah, I don't think the kid knows who I am.
I'm sure he does.
I doubt it.
This guy knows football.
He does know football, but he knows young guy. He knows young quarterbacks now coming out of college.
Yeah, okay.
I'm assuming that he's probably traveled to a couple college games with his dad, I would think.
I'll guarantee you that he knows, he's heard of you at the very least. He may not know certain details about your career. I guarantee that he's heard of you. So you just send him a little request on there and then see if he accepts it. And then we'll go from there. We'll comb through his entire history. Look at his stories, all that stuff. See if we can pick up any inside information on what the Giants are going to do.
I mean, this is an interesting one this morning. I got to say, I didn't think I was going to be talking about a 12-year-old Instagram.
He might even be younger than that. I'm not even sure.
I mean, we saw him last year. I mean, he looked like he was like 11, 10 or 11.
Yeah, I can't guess ages like that anymore. I don't know.
Who do you think knows more, this kid or Woody Johnson's grandson who was making Jets moves?
Brick.
Brick, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Brick's going to make the pick. Who knows? Tell Darren Mooji, look, man. This guy's Madden rating is like, you know.
Oh, that would be amazing. That's Mooji. Mooji with his hands everywhere. We were going to pick this guy here, but then Brick came in and he said this guy, so we took him from here and put him here because that's what Brick wanted. And brick by brick, we're building the roster. Here we go. Well, tomorrow we'll have some real information and we'll know what's going on.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.